In Brazil, a corruption scandal has many people pushing for President Michel Temer to leave office. And NPR's Philip Reeves discovered that this political fight reached a picturesque place in Rio de Janeiro.
Copacabana Beach is all about pleasure. Yet on this day, politics have come to the beach, swept in by a tide of Brazilians demanding the resignation of their president. Thousands are here for a political protest that's also a concert. Young and old have come to see some big names from the world of music. When Grammy winner Caetano Veloso takes the stage, the crowd sings along before breaking into a chant that you often hear in Brazil right now. Temer out, Temer out. They're referring, of course, to President Michel Temer.
I'm here because I don't agree with our president. I think our president needs to be ousted.
Lawyer Rafael Espírito Santo doubts that Temer will be president for much longer.
He will not survive, he won't survive. Because the political powers in Brazil are not with him anymore. The media is not with him, the traditional media is not with him, the social movement are not with him, and even the parties who support him are not with him anymore.
Temer's allies began deserting him this month when this secret recording surfaced. In it, Temer allegedly endorses hush money payments to silence a former political ally who's in prison. He denied that, saying the recording's doctored, and went on TV,
"Não renunciarei,"
insisting he won't resign. Yet there are other allegations of corruption and obstructing justice. Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered an investigation. Temer's also very unpopular. His plan to kickstart Brazil's economy by revising the labor and pension laws has sent his approval ratings into single figures. There's no doubt he's fighting to keep his job, says Fabio Zanini, political editor of Folha newspaper.
Well, he's not dead yet. He's not finished yet. But his chances are getting smaller and smaller by the hour.
The law in Brazil says that if Temer does resign, Congress would elect an interim president to finish his term, which ends next year. The musical protest on Copacabana Beach is calling for direct elections, allowing the public to choose their new president. One of the objections Brazilians have to Temer is that he was never elected president, but took over from his predecessor, who was impeached. Brazilians have spent years watching prosecutors gradually exposing a huge web of corruption involving many of their top politicians. Protester Gabriel Pietro.
The interests of the parliamentarians, of congressmen, are not like our interests. They are totally disconnected from the people.
And the people seem totally disconnected from them. Pietro says no one here has faith in politicians anymore. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.